Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm, specializing in business law and estate planning. TheCreamerLawFirm.com. We get things done. The agents and staff of Remax Real Estate Concepts, with offices throughout the metro, Remax Real Estate Concepts is HomeConnectUSA.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. 46 degrees in the capital city. Look for a low tonight of about 31 or so, and then cloudy skies doth return, and a high temperature tomorrow of about 38. Degrees. Our guest is no stranger to wearing multiple hats in her career. April Samp was named the news director of WOI TV5, which last year was purchased by Nexstar. When she comes, and she does come from a long line of news positions, she's also had an interesting resume from the world of advertising and marketing, having worked with creative agencies in the past, which I think is kind of fun. She has, for the past several months, been overseeing the many changes, and there are tons of them in this business, in staff and the new look of a studio, which debuted earlier this month. Welcome to the News Hour, April. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So, you've been busy?
Just a little bit, yeah. It's been exciting, and there's been a lot of really, really good work being done at a place that I think everybody will say it. February 20th, so next month,
right,
we'll hit our 65th anniversary of being on the air. So WI has a long history, and I'm glad to be a part of bringing that back to life.
You know, you bring an interesting mix of abilities to the
Thank
news
you.
Director's job. I think it was kind of unique. The news and any news department broadcast media is also dependent on the marketing of their talent and the ability of their talents, which you kind of bring to this mix as a former marketer. So do you think that having that marketing and filmmaking background kind of helps you?
Absolutely. I think that's a great question. I was in, my first job was at WHO TV, not very far from here. And that's where I cut my teeth and I moved all around. And I feel like I spent a good 16 years immersed in television news.
Right.
And I remember we'd get these research projects back, and a frequent news viewer watched two newscasts a week. And I remember thinking, no way, people watch way more news than that. And then in 2011, I decided to get into marketing. And I stepped away from the news mm-hmm. business because my son had just turned 4. And I thought, time for a change. I need to slow down. I need to stop working 80 hours a week. And then I realized, wow, there's all these people out there who just aren't watching every single newscast every day.
And this is one of the things, as you know, in the marketing field, that's what we do for a living. This is my part-time gig, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do is we become the eyes and ears of our clients mm-hmm. outside of the blinders that they usually have on. And
Absolutely.
In any business, you tend to be tunnel vision.
Absolutely.
On what's going on.
And so what has been exciting for me is when I first got the call for this job,
sure.
I thought, oh my gosh. I had a really, really good job before. I was I had to travel quite a bit, but I was working for some marketing slash film, digital cinematography,
mm-hmm.
Where I was doing a lot of brand films and really getting into marketing plans and learning more about that. And then I really listened to what this opportunity would be about. And I think if anyone's watched We Are Iowa and Local 5 News lately, they'll see that there has been a drastic change.
Oh boy.
And it's not just in the way we look, but it's in our philosophy and everything we do. And it started with taking a look at what do our viewers want and who are our viewers. And that's where my marketing background came in. And I'm really proud of not only what we're putting on the air, but the kinds of stories that we're starting to tell. And I think you'll see, even as we grow into this new role and really execute this philosophy, you'll see stories of real people. And that's what We Are Iowa needs to be about. It needs to be about real people doing real things and having real problems and having us be a voice for them.
You know, it's insightful, because that's exactly why this program started.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't get media in the Des Moines Metro to pay attention to business stories in the Des Moines Metro. Nobody seemed to want to give it a lengthier view
right.
rather than a 30-second blip.
Right.
And so what we decided to do is say, okay, fine, we'll do the broadcast ourselves for the news business
mm-hmm.
and then bring in people from all kinds of walks of life, real stories
right.
that have really taken hold, especially in the podcast area.
Yes.
So it is. I think you're on to that. You know, people really want to know, okay, what's going on with mm-hmm. regular folks out there? Before we get too far down the line on mm-hmm. this, maybe folks don't know what a news director does.
Right.
Because it's changed dramatically over the years. So
it has.
What do you get to do?
It's funny. It's always that question when you're at the, you know, the neighbor's party and they're like, well, what does that mean?
Yeah,
what do you
right.
do? And it is anything from hiring people. It is critiquing stories. But it's really about establishing a philosophy mm-hmm. that starts journalistically with the editorial content. What are we going to cover? How are we going to cover it? And setting up processes. So that I've been on the job for 5 months. Today is my 5 month. Thank you. And what I really just started doing is setting up processes and saying and getting people to we put on storytelling workshops internally. So that's my job. And then my job is to make sure people uphold the standards that we're trying to set out to give the viewer. But there's also a promotional arm of it.
Mm-hmm.
I work with production, which is the people who actually push the buttons and make the calls to get the pictures on the air. I work with the photographers who go out and shoot the pictures and talk with them. And I have managers under me who manage other people who report to me. But it's almost like in a normal corporation, you'd have a CEO and a CFO, and then you'd have those VPs underneath them.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be considered a VP.
Got it. You know, one of the things that I think has changed dramatically in the news, TV news business, mm-hmm. has been a news director, when I was doing that, used to be actually a director of the news.
Right.
Go cover that story. Libby, take a cameraman and a
yes.
sound guy. That was when, you know, yes. we'd have three people go out and cover a story.
Those were the days.
Yeah. Go cover that story. And they would actually direct those mm-hmm. kinds of things. That's changed a bit now, hasn't it?
It has. We have the equipment is lighter.
Sure.
It's more efficient. Our systems are more efficient. So what used to take three people, one person can usually
right.
do. What we usually try to do is make sure if it's a special story, we have the appropriate amount of people to cover it. If we want to go live, now we used to have to roll up this giant truck and put up this mast
yeah.
and send it microwave. Now we can do everything through cell phone with these backpacks, and we can just go live. You know, we can go live while driving down the road,
mm-hmm.
Safely, of course. But you know, it's changed. Even in I've been in the business. I started when I was 19, and it's changed dramatically over the last 19, 20 years of what we used to be able to do to what we can do now, and it should benefit the viewer. And in my opinion, and that's part of the reason why I got out, and now that I'm back in, is this is an opportunity to reshape what local news is
mm-hmm.
and how people get their information. My background in documentary and brand filmmaking is going to come across. We're going to do more documentaries. We're going to do
more longer stuff.
The longer form pieces, give people the voice and give them the context that they need to understand what the story is, as opposed to a 30-second piece of video staring at an empty building talking about a crime happening.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
I think that's
our goal.
I think it's pretty dramatic. We just had a story in the opening session about we were talking about millennials
mm-hmm.
and what they like and what they don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 1% of this recent study that was released today give any credence to traditional news sources. And there are 33% of millennials.
Isn't
that crazy? It is. It's great. And one of the fearful things, 33% of the millennials in this particular survey suggested that they get their news from blog sources.
Yes. So I think the best example that was an eye-opener to me is this website, reddit.com.
Sure.
And when the Boston Marathon bombings happened, the Boston Police Department used all social media and all these alternative sources to put out information. And I know just from Twitter alone, if there's breaking news, I do a Twitter search right away.
Absolutely.
Now, we don't report that, and we still, you know, there's that in between of making sure that you don't report something that's not vetted,
right?
And so, so there's a lot of sources out there that it makes me kind of cringe a little bit that the millennials are getting their information from places that really aren't following the same kind of standards that the traditional news outlets are.
Yeah, and because all of those blogs, if you will, if that's accurate,
mm-hmm.
all those blogs will tend to have a certain slant to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, which begs the next question.
Right.
What about news slanting?
Right.
Is there such a thing, and how do you combat that?
Well, I think it kind of goes back to our first discussion about branding.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are some, especially networks, that have made the conscious decision that they're going to cater to a certain crowd. and they say they're journalists, you know, but I, you know, I'm not a capital J, there's this term capital J journalist.
Right.
You know, I've been accused of that before, and I take it as a compliment. I think it happens. I think you have to know that everything that you're taking in is also reported by a human being who has their own life experiences, and hopefully they're bringing it to the table for the greater good. But you should always get more than one source. Always.
Always.
Yes.
Yeah, you would think so.
Yes.
But as you know, sometimes if you are speaking my language and I agree with whatever that point of view happens to be, mm-hmm. I buy into that.
Absolutely.
For the long term. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that can be detrimental to my decision making.
Yes.
About what goes on. You know, give me other forms of, yeah.
Right.
And that's one of the cool things I think about Twitter, you know, mm-hmm. and social media, is that you can follow storylines. You can research various things mm-hmm. utilizing Twitter. How has the 24/7 news cycle impacted local news, April?
Well, I think in some ways it's helped us because it's built these infrastructures where we get access to pictures and information from all over the world instantaneously. If something happens in Paris, in Des Moines, Iowa, we have multiple live channels that we can take and show it to you live if we wanted to. So I think that it helps in many ways. It improves transparency. There's cameras everywhere. There's people reporting everywhere. So now, as far as the 24/7 news cycle of content creation, mm-hmm. I think there is a constant need to fill it. If you're on a CNN CNN has gone the way of doing more documentaries. I just watched Anthony Bourdain's stuff this weekend. He is not a journalist, but it's interesting perspective into other parts of the world. So I hope more of these 24/7 networks will mm-hmm. take. I think what CNN's been doing has been great. But now CNN still has the problem of beating a dead horse when there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
There's nothing
it's
going
over
on.
Over and over and
let's
over.
Analyze the black box at the bottom of the ocean for the 15th time that they still haven't found it. Okay.
Yeah. And you almost wonder when you're watching those things, mm-hmm. okay, you just said that 30 minutes ago.
Yes.
I mean, is my attention span like a gnat? You know,
right. But it's great that it's there that when, you know, something huge happens like Paris or, you know, I remember when the Minneapolis bridge collapsed, mm-hmm. I was glued. And it's great when it's there when you really need the information. So double-edged sword.
April Samp, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. She's the new news director for 5 months today over at ABC5, WOI, We Are Iowa. That's going to be an interesting brand to launch.
It is.
You know, We Are Iowa. Mm-hmm. So that encompasses lots of different things, and then mm-hmm. it's open for interpretation from everybody that sees that, right?
It is, right. And it's trying to get away from the typical if you saw it at 10, you saw it in the morning, you're going to see it in the morning. We're really, really trying to set the tone for content creation all the way across the board, not just what you saw at 6 and 10, you're going to see the next day. So you'll see our Good Morning Iowa show has new content, has interesting content, because we're going to start the day that way. Mm-hmm. But I will also say We Are Iowa is back to storytelling. It's about
which lends itself, that brand lends itself,
yes,
to the storytelling ability. It's not News Channel 5, you know, where,
yes,
you know, you just have to,
yes,
do that.
We're trying to, yeah, you know, I think KCCI and WHO do a fantastic job. And like I said, I used to work at WHO TV 13. I still have friends.
Good people.
Oh,
great,
yes,
folks, yeah.
And so there's this good competitive spirit. At the same time, we can't – I don't think that they're offering – you know, if you have three people selling you the same product, if it's vacuum cleaners, then if two people are already selling the same type of vacuum cleaner, you can't try to enter the market doing it. You have to do something better and different.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we're headed into the silly season here in Iowa. It's the presidential time,
yes,
again.
That
one. But you know, politics is such an integral thing here.
It is.
You know, if you're keeping your radar up,
yes,
if you're watching these kinds of things, and many of us, I think, do mm-hmm. have a tendency to enjoy the opportunity that we have. And you know, when I talk to people who are my friends from outside of Iowa, and I say, mm-hmm. "Oh yeah, I sat down with Bill Richardson the other day," or Chris Christie and I had a cup of coffee, or you know, however it goes, mm-hmm. they go, "You got to be kidding me!
Right.
Who are you that don't know?" They come and they sit.
I'm an Iowan.
Yeah,
I get to do this.
They talk. So leading up to the Iowa caucus, our ability to sit down and have conversations is amazing. What can we expect as we look at the news coverage of that mm-hmm. if this is the We Are Iowa, is it going to take more of that personal look at what's going on?
That is what our goal is. And I hired Amanda Krenz.
Sure.
We did the debate between the final debate between Bruce Braley and Joni Ernst. And Amanda was part of that, and I produced it. And it was a big deal, and it was a big for me. I had been on the job for about 2 months, and it was to set the tone for what you can expect from Local 5 News. And that is real tough questions when they need to be asked, really getting to know who these candidates are and why you should even pay attention. But also, I think there's fatigue. People are just tired of the negative ads and all the other insider junk that happens. So Amanda and I have had many, many conversations along with my bosses above me about what should political coverage be, not just for the We Are Iowa brand, but just what do people want to see? And here's a great question. How many people are going to watch the State of the Union tonight, or how many people are going to watch basketball?
I was at a meeting earlier today with about 20 people, and the majority of the folks that were in that meeting, whether or not they were telling the truth, said, hey, I'm watching basketball.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm glad I have a DVR because I'm going to watch the Iowa State game. I'm going to watch the State of the Union and Joni Ernst's response, and I'm going to watch Iowa hopefully upset Wisconsin.
So one of the broadcast stories, April Sample is with us, ladies and gentlemen. This hasn't seen much daylight here in the metro, is this contested sale with Nexstar and KCWI.
Yes.
And the most recent piece I saw was from last month indicating the Pappas family was contesting the sale at $3.5 million, saying that it was too low. Meanwhile, the FCC has approved the sale.
Mm-hmm.
Any movement on that?
Yeah.
What do you know?
I've been in meetings all day about
it,
actually.
No kidding.
Yes. And this is all, you know, these are people who have lives and have jobs and have created a show, which is called Great Day Iowa now. So we're in the process of figuring out how to move them over because if this sale comes through, and what's the deal was done, and then at the last minute, Pappas came in and said, no,
contested,
I need more money.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which, by the way, $3.5 million is a pretty good price.
Yeah.
Hell, sign me up.
I know, right? Let's get some people together.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing about it is that, yes, these deals are done at a very high level, but we on a local level have to execute it. I'm excited. Every indication is that it's going to happen. We've been making plans and putting in equipment for them to move into the building that's out in West Des Moines that we're housed in. So every indication, I would say it's higher than 50% that it's going to happen, but it's up to a judge. And after that judge decides, this is the crazy part of it, we have 72 hours to make it all happen.
To make the switch.
72 hours to basically move one TV station into another and get it on the air. So
you have to look at so you have to look at this as if it is going to happen and move forward with that. You know,
and if it doesn't, then we're waiting and ready for the next step to happen.
Well, yeah, one of the things, and just because Jason and the folks at Lou and all of a sudden I'm forgetting
Jackie.
Thank you. How could I forget Jackie's name? Jackie will bean me on the head tomorrow if I forgot her name. But those folks have really carved out kind of a unique niche.
They have.
It's kind of like doing what we do here on the radio during the morning news.
Absolutely.
Segment.
And we've talked about that. And I want to make it more than just radio and television because we do have the ability to put visuals on.
Sure.
They have done a great job of bringing on interesting guests and having interesting things to talk about.
And again, longer segments.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. So I don't see that changing. I just see it evolving and getting better.
Do something about their set, too.
That's part of the 72 hours thing, though. It's giving me a headache.
I tease them all the time. You should have seen what it started out as.
I know.
Yeah, but it's gotten steadily better, and they take it very seriously, and they have a good time at it, too, and they seem to be well-received. Thank you.
Yes. Well, it's always nice to have other voices in there, and you know, it's nice to have positive news on as well. You know, and but news is inherently bad. Because that's what makes it news.
As Dave Buzik once told me, you know, Michael, we'd love to run these stories, but, you know, somebody got shot on the south side, somebody got ran over on Interstate 80. If it bleeds, it leads. And, hey, what are we going to do?
And nope. I always, yeah.
Yeah. That's just kind of.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah,
it's news.
I know it's news. Thank you, April.
Thank you for having me.
April Samp, ladies and gentlemen, is the new news director for We Are Iowa, ABC TV 5, WOI. new look, new personalities, new vision, new ideas coming from what had been traditionally a lower-rated station than the others.
Absolutely.
But maybe, you know, like you said,
I hope people give us a chance.
Exactly.
And give me feedback. I love feedback. We can't always do everything that everybody wants, but I want to make it – when we say we are Iowa, that's a bold statement. I grew up in Iowa. Went to Iowa State, and when I say it, I really mean it.
Yeah, and so. you guys at Iowa State are really enjoying yourselves right now, aren't you?
it's
different than the old days.
That was a good win on Saturday, that's for sure.
There you go.
Yes.
April Samp, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. We're going to step aside real quick. Wow, where did that time go? We've got the stocks coming up. What happened on Wall Street today? The Iowa 25 stocks of local interest. We've got the commodity report. Good to take a look at the commodity numbers and more. Yet before 6 o'clock, this is Inside on Business, the News Hour.